Greetings in the precious name of our Lord Jesus. This is Brother Ephraim. I am glad to be sharing with you on the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration this week. And today, our scripture reading will be in Matthew 12. Matthew 12, verses 43, 44, and 45. Here we have a great warning of stopping short, warning against stopping short with the Lord. Let me read. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none. Then he saith, I will return into my house from whence I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh with himself seven other spirits more wicked than themselves, than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation. So here, these were the words of Jesus, and what he's saying, the unclean spirit, when it is gone out of a man, so it's talking about a man, and the spirits dwelling within this man. So a man comes to a place where he puts the unclean spirit out. The unclean spirit is gone out, and then later he comes back again to see if he could make himself back at home. And here he finds that the man is empty, swept, and garnished. Let me explain that a little bit. Well, you can imagine when a lady does house cleaning, what happens? She moves stuff out. She moves stuff away so she can get to all the dirt. She sweeps and she washes and she does whatever she needs to do, gets into the corners and under the furniture and what all, sweeps all the dirt out. And then garnished, this is talking about having things in order or even having things adorned. So she does house cleaning. She moves stuff around. She sweeps stuff up and puts stuff back into order, makes it look nice. And that's how the unclean spirit finds it. And he finds that there's nobody at home. There's no other spirit dwelling there. So he goes and takes with himself seven other spirits, more wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell there. And it says the last state of that man is worse than the first. And we can imagine eight spirits and seven of the additional ones, all seven, being worse than the original one. So, the way I believe what I believe this is saying is if we grow up, come to the age of accountability, whatever age we are, we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Every one of us is born with a sin nature, and that develops and manifests itself as we grow up. And then at a certain point in our life, we might want to get our life into order. We might want to get rid of the unclean spirit. So we kick it out, however that happens. We might repent from sin. We might just do what we can to reform our life, get things back into order, make things look good again. But if we stop there, see, if we look around, look into our life and look around at all that fills our life, and then just put away all that's unclean, and stop there, we are in great danger. We must not do that. We must not just put away the bad and stop there. That's what happens with this man. He put away the bad, got rid of the dirt, made things look nice, but he didn't fill himself with a replacement of that evil spirit. And what is that replacement that he should have filled himself with? Why, it's none other than the Holy Spirit of God. He didn't have the Holy Spirit. He got rid of the bad, but he didn't have the Holy Spirit. And he ran into great trouble because he was living in a vacuum. There was a vacuum in his heart. And a man cannot long be in that state. The wicked spirit came back, found it unoccupied. He goes and gets 7 more. Can you imagine? So if we try to reform our life, try to get things into shape, try to put away all the bad, and then stop there and don't show ourselves with the Holy Spirit of God, we have a vacuum in our life. And that's a dangerous place to be. And I have witnessed, I believe, this very thing. I could think of a couple individuals that it seemed so clear this is what they did. They tried to put away all the bad from their life. They were fairly radical about it. But they never went all the way with the Lord. They stopped. They tried to be pleasing people. They tried to make all parties happy rather than be filled with the Spirit and obey God rather than man. And truly, especially this one man, he today is in a horrible, horrible situation. He's done unthinkable things with his life. And truly, it seems like there's 7 more spirits in him, more wicked than what there had been before. Ephesians 5:18 says, "Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." And I would like to spend some more daily inspirations this week to give some more in being filled with the Spirit. And just to leave you with this yet, in Galatians chapter 5, we have the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Now, this man that we read about in Matthew 12, he did not have the Spirit of God. Like I said, he had a vacuum in his life, and a man cannot long be in that state without it going worse. So these wonderful things, the fruit of the Spirit, if we don't have the Spirit, we won't have the fruit. And what are the opposites of the fruit of the Spirit? Let's just put it into shoe leather and look at it. And let's realize that when we don't have the Spirit, that's very natural. It's very natural for us to do the things that do not go with the Spirit. The flesh and the Spirit are at enmity one with another. So if we do not have the Holy Spirit of God, we can expect the opposites of what is listed here as the fruit of the Spirit. So what are the opposites? First, I would say the opposite of love is selfishness. We could say it's hate. Sure, but I think we can put selfishness in there, and it's very accurate. Love looks outside of self to others. selfishness looks within and looks at what a man can do for himself. So selfishness, depression, anxiety, being short-fused, harshness, evil, doubting, strong-willed, and intemperate. Don't we have a lot of people where you see far too much of this? That signifies an emptiness, a vacuum in a person's life. So, my encouragement this morning is for you to go all the way with the Lord and make sure you are filled with the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God. And I would like to, like I said, give some more daily inspirations this week on being filled with the Spirit. So tune back in, and may you have a blessed day today.